Today is Veterans Day, and we will pay tribute to veterans and discuss the benefits and services available to Wisconsin veterans in this half of our State Capitol Report. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, November 11th. We will also reflect some on the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, which was a theme of a ceremony on Friday at the State Capitol. And we will welcome your questions. Your tributes, perhaps. What would you like to say to honor a veteran today? If you are a veteran, what questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Michael Trepanier, Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. He served in the U.S. Army and the U.S. Army Reserve for 5 years and was deployed in Operation Iraqi Freedom II for 14 months. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's your message for Wisconsin's military veterans on this Veterans Day?
Well, I just want to congratulate all of them for their service, and many of them today continue to serve. And just prove that, you know, America's idea of patriotism still lives.
Well, and thank you for your service as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So what's the best way ordinary folks can honor a vet today?
Well, I think, you know, just respecting their service itself is the biggest honor you can give. You know, today, the percentage of Americans that actually serve compared to, you know, years ago is quite small, and understanding that today we have a volunteer service, and it's because of the veterans that continue to want to serve today, and the veteran, or excuse me, the people that want to join the military today, make that possible for us to still be a volunteer service.
Governor Walker on Friday signed a couple of bills into law. One gives veterans priority when registering for classes within the UW system and Wisconsin Technical Colleges, and one offers vets who received the Purple Heart hunting, fishing, and trapping permits at a reduced rate. So is this just a simple way to say thank you to our veterans, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I think both of them serve purposes as far as giving priority to veterans and active military service members, class priority at the Wisconsin Technical Colleges and the UW system. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that they get a very finite amount of time in order to get the quality education and have it paid for by the government. So, for example, as we know, there are people nowadays that take 5 to 6 years to graduate on average. Many times that's dictated by when they're able to get into certain classes that have certain criteria in order to reach a degree in a certain major. So giving that priority is extremely important in order to make sure that they can take advantage of the free education that they're owed. And, you know, the hunting, fishing, and trapping permits for the recipients of the Purple Heart, this is a way to offer veterans an opportunity to, you know, tone down and to understand, you know, that they have time to rest from, you know, the different atrocities that they themselves faced. After all, they were wounded in service to our country.
Also on Friday, the state held a memorial ceremony at the state capitol called Operation Dust Off, Vietnam Remembered. This why is the state making a special tribute to Vietnam War era veterans?
Well, this marks the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Vietnam War, and the U.S. government itself has decided to spend about 5 years commemorating the Vietnam War. And this is basically the kickoff for our state to be able to understand what a huge, you know, impact that war had on the citizens of the state and the nation.
So what should people know about vets from the Vietnam era?
Well, we know that a lot of them were drafted against their will, I think, and as we all seem to know through different social media, through the different movies we watch and the different articles that we recap, that a lot of them returned to a country that didn't understand them, didn't understand their service, didn't respect them. And I think this is kind of a great opportunity to allow them to heal from the wounds of war and the wounds of returning to a nation that basically did not respect them.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. 50th anniversary. Wow. Also, a press release from Governor Walker recently, they're saying that there are 400,000 veterans living in Wisconsin. What are some of the state's most successful programs in caring for all of these vets?
Well, first off, I'd like to point out that that is less than 1% of the state that has served at the adult age. So that's, again, kind of showing the representation that veterans today aren't nearly the population that they were years ago. But I would say that most of the time when we get questions from the public regarding our programs, benefits, and services, the two that probably stick out the most are the Wisconsin GI Bill, which provides 4 years of tuition remission for veterans and certain surviving spouses and children, and current spouses as well. That allows them to get 4 years of tuition remission in the UW system and/or the technical college system, and simultaneously the property tax credit, which gives a 100% tax credit to those that are eligible as well.
Are there areas of benefits or services that you think need more work?
I'd say there is, and right now we're actually one of five states that's been picked by the National Governors Association to go to Washington, D.C. and work on the Veterans Employment Initiatives. For example, there's a few specific jobs that we believe that military service translates easily to civilian service, for example, military policemen to civilian policeman, a combat medic to an LPN. Those are some examples. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to Washington, D.C., and these five states are going to study up on how we can really create model programs for the rest of the nation to copy in order to take advantage of best practices. I think that's something specifically to allow people to get to translate their military service and get immediately into civilian jobs versus duplicating training they've already had. I think that's one thing that's very certain that is going to accrue some benefits for veterans. Other things are just general veterans initiatives, period, that allow veterans to get employment opportunities. And another thing is, of course, we have, from what I understand, last year there was a very big talk about PTSD. I think mental health is something that we're working on, and we are part of Joint Task Force with the rest of the state to try to work on uncovering more ways that we can help out with mental health of veterans.
Well, we'll talk more about these various services and benefits and opportunities as our State Capitol Report continues on this Veterans Day, talking with a guest from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and welcoming your questions or your views on what you think is needed to recognize our veterans, to take care of our veterans. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Are you a military veteran? Would you like to pay tribute to a military veteran? We welcome your call at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. This is the State Capitol Report, and we are saluting our vets and talking about benefits and services available to veterans in Wisconsin on this Veterans Day. It is now 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Monday, November the 11th. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Michael Trepanier, who is Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. He served in the U.S. Army and U.S. Army Reserve for 5 years and was deployed in Operation Iraqi Freedom for 14 months. And is there a... Secretary Trepanier, a special services today or tributes today for veterans on Veterans Day?
Well, I'd say that first off, unfortunately, the Secretary, John A. Skokas, couldn't make it today to the show, and that's why I'm here instead. And that's because he's actually in Green Bay right now, and with the governor, they are commemorating the Green Bay Packers and their dedication to America's service members. So I think that's something that's definitely a huge event. And this whole week, last week and this week, we're all over the state, many of us trying to go to as many programs as we can.
We have we had a veteran call in, and I wish we lost him on his cell phone. And he was calling directly to talk about why it is so hard to translate his military service into civilian credentials, like getting a professional licensing. And I wish I knew what area, but I think that's exactly what you were talking about.
That is exactly what I was talking about. Yes, it's extremely difficult to try to get people to, you know, in the different professions and credentialing areas to try to translate it, because you do have so many different services. So, for example, you could have security forces and military policemen. Security forces are in the Air Force, military policemen are in the Army. And just because they're both similar in general doesn't mean that we have an objective way to be able to uniformalize their experiences. But that's a challenge. It's a logistical challenge. It's not impossible. And in 2011, Wisconsin Act 120 addressed making sure that the state actually made an effort to try to create waivers in all the different occupations that the state credentials as much as possible. And as I said, the National Governors Association meeting that we're doing, we're trying to create specific models that the rest of the country can copy in order to make this more applicable and make sense.
This week is Hire a Veteran Week in Wisconsin. Talk some, besides perhaps the credentialing, the difficulties that vets face when it comes to finding work.
Yes, it's definitely difficult, and I think a lot of people suffer from the stereotypes, of course. For example, people are scared of the thought that someone could have post-traumatic stress disorder and don't understand that it's something that can be treated like anything else. And they don't understand the soft skills that veterans have. Like, for example, veterans are people that are used to showing up to work on time and used to taking drug tests. These are things that a lot of people can't seem to do on a regular basis, and that's something that veterans regularly do. And, you know, one of the complaints that we get from employers all over the state are that they can't find people with the skill sets to match their needs. But veterans do have the advantage of being able to take different courses for free that the actual employer doesn't have to pay. You know, and one other thing that people don't realize is that many of the members of our military today are in the National Guard or military reserves. And as a result, you know, especially during the last few years with the deployments that we've had in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other places throughout the world, that makes it hard to have an employee as far as them deploying, you know, every other year, every 6 months, and what have you. So I think a lot of employers tend to stray away from those kinds of employees that have military service, and they're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to respect their service and to provide them the opportunities that they deserve.
Is there a service that matches vets with jobs?
Yes, the Department of Workforce Development, DWD, that is their, they have a specific program. They have an Office of Veteran Services that are specifically meant to focus on veterans hiring programs.
Karen from Whitewater is recommending the Honor Flight Program. She says this is a way to honor veterans in a way that they haven't necessarily been honored in their life. She said her uncle did an honor flight recently, and it meant the world to him. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Honor Flight will fly World War II veterans out to Washington, D.C. to see the World War II Memorial, or is there more than that?
Yes, it started out that way, and I think it started out that way due to the urgency of the World War II veteran population dwindling at a rapid rate. And it's gotten to the point where the Honor Flight has now, in order to keep full flights, has transitioned to both Korean War veterans. By the way, that's the 60th year anniversary of that.
Oh.
As well as now they've actually started flying Vietnam War veterans to Washington, D.C., and that's just been a great story, the Honor Flight. My own father went on two Honor Flights, and he's a Vietnam-era veteran, and I'm just really proud of all the people that have been involved in making this a national model.
That's wonderful. Is this a private mission or a public-private partnership? What is this?
It's a private partnership conglomerate of all these different people. Mm-hmm. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs isn't officially involved, but we are definitely partners in trying to make sure that we get the word out about them.
We have some callers who actually want to honor some veterans, so I said we would do that. Let's go to Paulo in Menominee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to honor the members of my family who were in the armed services. I had an uncle who was missing in action in the Korean War, my father who was in World War II, my sister who retired from the Army, my uncle who also retired from the Air Force. And I just want to thank all the veterans for everything they've done for us.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Paula, for sharing that. You had quite a big family with people with military service, so thank them for their service. Does the state, she mentioned that one of her relatives was missing in action in Korea. Are there still efforts underway to try to find those who are missing in action?
There's definitely efforts all the time to make sure that we find them. It's really great that I go to events all over the state, as well as the secretary, the governor, and many different dignitaries. And, you know, at almost every single ceremony we go to, POWs and MIAs are definitely represented, and people never forget.
Tim in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Tim.
Hi, I want to honor my son who did a tour in Iraq and, as a roadside combat engineer, roadside bomb hunter, and now teaching middle school special ed in Milwaukee, and a couple of my fellow coaches who have been in Desert Storm and been 20-year veterans. I encourage employees to hire vets. There's love, honor, and duty that these guys have, and guys and gals have, that you're not going to get from, you know, the average person. And I think employers need to step up and show the respect that these people have earned by giving them a chance. As your guest said, they can get training, and they've had a lot of training. So we need to get them employed and back in the workforce.
You would not disagree with that, Michael?
Yes, I really appreciate you showing that support, sir. Wisconsin's kind of a tough story about that, too, because, you know, I think that a lot of people have taken great hope that the national overall employment rate for veterans is lower than that of the regular population for some time recently. And I think then people would say, well, the problem's solved. Well, in Wisconsin, that's not necessarily the case. The last statistics I show, according to the current population survey, and that's a joint effort between the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the U.S. Census Bureau, that it shows Wisconsin at 8.4% veteran unemployment average in 2012 compared to the total U.S. average of 7%. So that means that in Wisconsin, we still have a problem, and that's why we're spending so much time trying to work on increasing employment opportunities for veterans.
Well, the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, John Skolkas, said in a recent column he wants to ensure that veterans take advantage of the benefits and services that are available to them. Is it a big problem that vets are not making the most of the benefits or opportunities available?
Well, we have three major priorities in our department, and that's veterans' employment, the solvency of the agency, and the other one is outreach. And that's absolutely it, trying to get out there and show all the veterans that Wisconsin is what we believe to be the most progressive state in the country as far as providing different programs, benefits, and services to veterans. But alas, I think one of the biggest issues is that as veterans, especially ones that are just coming home, are experiencing is they don't want to worry about those things until they get a job and provide for their families first. You don't have time to worry about those other things until you have that primary need taken care of first.
Thank you very much for being with us. Michael Trepanier is Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor for on-air production and direction. Thank you for listening, and happy Veterans Day. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.